Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Disciple Me. I am your host, Dr. Kahala Bolton. I'm so excited about what we have going forward for this year, for 2015. And so our subject that we're going to focus on starting out this year is going to be Pray, Woman, Pray. And tonight we're just going to talk about what is prayer. For all the sessions that we're going to have for the coming month, we're going to come from the scripture, Acts chapter 12, verse 5. And so if you will go and grab your Bibles, if you will grab your smartphone, your tablet, log online, go to BibleGateway.com or whatever service that you use, and go to Acts chapter 12, verse 5, and read along with me. And we're going to touch base, and we're going to learn over the sessions of all of these particular topics for Pray, Woman, Pray. We're going to delve off into why should we pray? How should we pray? How prayer works, hindrances of prayer, and even the results of prayer. And so this is going to be an exciting time of prayer. Only going to take a few minutes of your time this afternoon just to empower you. So just look forward to it, and let's go into our scripture. Our scripture reads, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And so that's our focus scripture for tonight. And so I just wanted to talk about it because when I was new, as a new Christian, a new believer, I recalled hearing the seasoned saints of the church pray during Sunday morning worship and at midweek prayer meeting. And they prayed so strong and bold prayers. And I longed to pray just like they did. And not only did I not know how to pray at that time, I was also very afraid, especially praying openly in front of people, you know, in front of the congregation and different things like that. And so in my intense desire to learn how to pray, I remember talking to one of my spiritual mothers, and I talked to her, and I told her, you know, I'm really truly desiring, I want to learn how to pray. And so it was so funny because I expected her to respond with, you know, just this really deep conversation about prayer, et cetera, you know, just a whole bunch of things that I had to do. But her response was so simple. And so she just said, you know, Holly, you have already made the first step. God has put the desire in your heart to pray, and because of that, your prayer life will increase as you grow spiritually. She told me, you know, don't push. It will come. It is a growing process, and so just grow slow and allow it to be natural. And I really took that to heart as far as allowing it to be natural, allowing it to be a slow process because, in essence, I was a new believer, so it's definitely going to be something that I'm growing into. So I really got that. She encouraged me to continue to go to, you know, the midweek prayer meeting, even though I was, you know, really afraid to pray out loud. But one thing that I learned as I continued to go and press my way there was that she was right, because the day finally came when I gained enough courage to actually lead prayer. And so I was so excited. And the reality is at that point in my life, it was not some, you know, it wasn't like a seasoned, strong, bold prayer like others, you know, have been praying, but it was very sincere. It was a sincere prayer from my heart. And so my spiritual mother may not have given me a step-by-step instruction on how to pray, but she said enough to let me, a young teenager that was new to the Christian faith, know that prayer was essential to the life of the believer, and that as I grew in Christ, so would my prayer life. And so I have held on to that throughout my Christian walk, and I'm thankful because I have definitely seen over the years how my prayer life have changed from, you know, a few words to many. I can just go on and on and on and on and talk to God in prayer and communing with Him, and that's exactly what prayer is. Prayer is intimate communication with God. It is the sharing of your heart and then the seeking of God's heart. Prayer is like a child reaching out to the father. And it's basically like, you know, that child's father affirming his child. And so prayer allows God to enter into our secret places of our life. It is like talking and listening to God. And there's a book that I read, and the book is Celebration of Discipline. And the author is Richard Foster. And he wrote, he said, prayer catapults us onto the frontier of the spiritual life. Of all the spiritual disciplines, prayer is the most central because it ushers us into perpetual communion with the Father. Meditation introduces us to the inner life. Fasting is an accompanying means. Study transforms our minds. But it is the discipline of prayer that brings us into the deepest and highest work of the human spirit. And he closed out and said this: real prayer is life creating and life changing. Now that is powerful. That is one powerful statement by itself. That real prayer is life creating. It can literally create life, and it can be life changing. And I just can attest that that has definitely been what prayer has been for me. That when I have found myself in some very weak places, some places where I couldn't talk to nobody about what was going on in my life or anything like that, I knew that I could have that intimate conversation with God, and I can just talk to him, and it would literally put me in a place to where it would allow me to see myself or myself, to see my situations, et cetera, and I can either see God change my heart about the matter or change the situation. So that is truly a blessing. So just always know that prayer is so essential to every believer. If you don't know anything else, you have to know that prayer is essential to every believer. And so, again, as we delve off into this particular topic of pray, woman, pray, for disciple me, the lessons that we're going to discover, there's going to be some questions that we're going to pose and talk over this time being. So please tune in every week, and we're going to do it every week on Tuesdays. The first one is going to be, why should you pray? The second one, how should you pray? The third, how does prayer work? The fourth, what are some hindrances of prayer? And then the fifth is, what are the results of prayers? So I'm so excited that you have taken time to join in with me on this particular topic, because it is definitely going to be a really, really good time for us to get in here and to really to learn about prayer as it relates to our lives. And it may be that you are a seasoned saint. It may be that you are a new believer. You may be growing in your faith, but no matter where you are, it's always great to gain knowledge and then also get a refresher in this thing that we call life and on this Christian walk. So I, as always, I want to encourage every woman to not just take my word for it, but to also take time out to go, not just listen to what I have to say or to just take this moment to just read the scriptures with me here, but to please always keep your journals with you, to keep your Bibles, you know, close with you, that once we're done with these sessions, go back, read it for yourself, study it for yourself, because the Bible is very clear that we need to study to show thyself approved. This Christian walk is not about me. I can't get you into heaven. It is an individual walk. So it's very important that you allow this to meditate in your heart, and then in all thy getting, get an understanding. So if there is something that is not clear to you as we're studying this and you want to, always pray to God and ask him for clarity. And if it's something that I can clear up in the process, please do not hesitate to contact me. You can send me an email. Email is always available, and I will respond to you within a business day. But I want to make sure that as we as women are journeying on this path, that we are really getting this and that we are empowered, because that's the whole purpose of these sessions in the first place. So it's for it to be definitely be effective. So I'm really excited. Hope you're excited too. This is Dr. Kahala Bolton, and thank you so much for tuning in to Disciple Me. Until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.